Alex, hurry up! We need to get going, I yell up to my mate. I check my watch in an annoyed fashion as I push my hand through my long hair. Alex still likes my hair long, even after 15 years. You know, comrade dearest, sweetheart, love of my life, you could get your lazy ass up here and help me. Alex's sarcastic reply is screamed as I see her standing up at the top of the stairs with her hands planted on her hips. 10 minutes later, I've helped Alex bring down 12 bags compared to my 3. Jeez, Alex, where the hell did all this stuff come from? I question as I wipe the perspiration from my forehead. Of course, our room had to be on the second floor at the end of the hallway. Alex gives me a cheeky grin before saying in an equally cheeky voice, A girl's gotta pack what a girl's gotta pack. I roll my eyes at her answer and go to say a snarky remark back, but I'm stopped when another scream travels through the house. Comrade! Selena's frantic voice travels through the air. I'm instantly looking everywhere for her until I see her burst out of the kitchen door and come barreling towards me. Callum suddenly appears also, but at the top of the stairs. He must have heard Selena's scream. Selena? What's wrong? I rush out as I grab her upper arms and stare into her golden eyes. Even though she's 34, her eyes look as though they're still those innocent 16-year-olds I met so long ago. The boys are chasing me, she exclaims in fright before 2 massive figures burst through the kitchen door, almost getting stuck in the process. I roll my eyes when I realize that she's talking about Jet and Dylan. I see Callum relax his stance at the bottom of the stairs as he leans against the rail. Selena, the worst they're gonna do is tickle you, I say with a grin. Selena squeals and hides behind me when she sees Jet and Dylan start to advance with a determined grin. Comrade! Selena whimpers behind my back. I take a glance at my watch and sigh. We're late anyway, may as well make us a little later. I hold up my hand to Jet and Dylan, who instantly stop walking, the grins falling off their faces. As your guardian, and your mother's former guardian, I tell you to stop whatever you are about to do to your mother until I have left pack grounds. You have free rein to her then, I tell them seriously, but a grin breaks out on the last part. Selena whacks my back from behind, but steps out into the open nonetheless. Thanks, Uncle Comrade. We'll be sure to keep that in mind, Jet says in that deep voice of his with a grin similar to his dad's. A clearing of a throat suddenly grabs my attention. I turn around to look at Alex as she impatiently taps her foot on the floor. Well, thanks to that little occurrence, we are now late. We need to get going, Alex screams, looking a little frantic. I chuckle at her, deciding to keep my remark about her having a million bags to myself. Happy wife, happy life, right? Jet and Dylan suddenly grab both Alex and I and crush us in a hug. We both hug back. I see Alex close her eyes and a small smile grow on her face. Even though we can't have our own pups since what happened to Alex all those years ago, the triplets are close enough. We're gonna miss you, Auntie Alex, Dylan whispers, placing a kiss on top of her head. Feeling the love over here, boys, I mutter to myself. Since they have both alpha and royal blood in them, though, they hear and say they're gonna miss me too. We say goodbye to Selena and Callum, also Axel because he showed up just in time to show us off. Okay, everyone, see you in around a year, I yell as I put the last of our bags in the boot of the car. Guess whose bag it is? Just as I'm about to get into the driver's seat to take Alex and me away, a soft voice from the doorway stops me. Wait! I freeze in my tracks and snap my head to the door to see a mass of white hair and tears come barreling towards me. Clarissa. I open my arms and just wait until she launches herself in my waiting arms and buries her head in my chest. She wraps her arms around my waist as I wrap my arms around her shoulders. I'm gonna miss you, I tell her, wrapping my arms around her tighter. I see Alex standing in front of us with a sad smile on her face. She places a hand on Clarissa's shoulder and quietly says, We'll be back soon, I promise. Clarissa nods her head and pulls away. I gently wipe the tears from her face and kiss her forehead. She looks so much like her mother. I hate to see her the way she is. Can you promise me something? Promise me that no matter what is thrown your way, promise me that you'll fight and never give up. Promise me that and I'll leave here happy, I whisper to her, cupping her face with my hands. Clarissa nods her head while whispering in her beautifully soft voice, I promise.